This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire risk Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to all of our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody working right now in the third watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and all those snowplow operators that are going to be earning their overtime pay again this weekend. Got another couple of different systems rolling across that are going to go up that eastern seaboard. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. You can also find us on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where we just got an email from Uncle Rick, which we'll read after we talk to our guest coming up right now, Rod Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you'll hear one of them in a minute. And let's go to the phone line, and here he is. Yes, good morning. How are you? I hope it's nice and warm up there. I hope the sun is shining, and it's 80 degrees, and you're walking around a T-shirt and Bermuda shorts, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what is the temperature?
My dreams.
What is the temperature?
Right now?
Yeah.
Temperature, it's around low of about 11.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. Well, at least it's not below zero, and that's to your west, not very far away, I might add. Good God. Okay, it's 52 down here, but it's warmer by about 10 degrees than what it's been all week long, so I'll take it. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we underline, of course, folks, the words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, we have a question from one of our listeners down in Manatee County, and it's Uncle Rick. And he says, do I know what New York did to AOC when it came to redistricting? Well, how about nothing yet? Nothing. And I don't know what they are going to do. I haven't heard that they're going to do anything to hurt her. Now, he also wants me to ask you about Tlaib in western Wayne County. Have they done anything to her district yet?
No, not that I am aware of. Absolutely nothing. She just continues to chug along like the Eveready Bunny.
Now, are you not a Democratic-controlled legislature?
Michigan? No, it's Republican. But here's the thing. The Republicans that control the legislature in Michigan are almost like Democrats. They're rhino. In fact, the Michigan Republican legislature has a habit of going after and suppressing conservatives in their ranks.
So they're not going to do anything to upset the apple cart, that's what you're telling me.
Not that I'm aware of. No.
All right, so Tlaib will remain where she's at. I can tell you there's going to be some changes down here in Florida because we gained a seat, so they're making some room for that, and we'll see how that plays out. I've been told my district where I sit, Florida 13 is probably going to go back pretty much to the way it used to be. We'll see, because they're going to carve out a new district, and they got to move everybody over a little bit to do that, to carve out this new district, which apparently is going to be over, somewhere over towards Orlando.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So we'll know when it happens. All right. Now, did you get a chance to see the man, the myth, the legend, Slow Joe, and his press conference?
Oh, God help us. God help us. I saw some of it. I saw enough to get a lasting impression.
Which part do you want to talk about? The one where he bragged about the great job he was doing and quoted a bunch of poll numbers?
I think that's a good part. That's a good portion to discuss.
It is, because it wasn't even close.
I was utterly amazed.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed, almost confused. I didn't, oh my goodness. And I know he was very proud of the fact that he was a long press conference, but man alive, I think he secured his defeat in this press conference. If the Republicans are smart, they will use this to the hilt.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't disagree with you. By the way, I got a question for you from, let's see, this is Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. Where it's warmer there than it is here. I'll make this real quick. He says, Captain, please explain to me how 48 senators can be a majority when there are two independents in the mix. So it's 48 plus the two that are independents. Well, it's because the independents are voting with the Democrats.
Yeah, they usually do.
Mm-hmm. So that's how they call that, the 50. That's where they get that from.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if it calls themselves an independent, but they vote like a Democrat, you assume the Democrats have the majority.
Right. Say good morning to George Godfather. He just chimed in.
Oh, good morning, George.
Now, we got plenty we're going to talk about here, because we kind of got off the beaten track, but I had to find out about what you wanted to say about about Joe Biden, because there was a poll that came out yesterday that showed the lowest approval rating yet for Joe Biden, and it was a Democratic poll at a time when he was saying, well, you know, I'm polling at 42 and 44 and 45%, and that's pretty good compared to the other presidents at their point in this time and all that. But anyway,
yeah
if you hold that thought, we'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm gonna let Mike Gallagher take you to break, because he's over in Las Vegas at the SHOT Show. He might or might not be awake.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. Because traitors, government officials, and high-tech corporations, does China now have a permanent strategic advantage over the United States? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, according to Nicholas Chalin, who recently quit his position as Pentagon software chief, China has an overwhelming software advantage over the U.S. military and could shut down our nation's electric grid, which would instantly render our republic a third world nation. Even leftist Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm noted that adversaries could shut down our electric grid and that cybersecurity attacks are happening all the time. Former Pentagon software chief Nicholas Chalin believes that China's victory over the United States in technical warfare is a foregone conclusion. Leaders from NATO, the Pentagon, and Taiwan have warned of China's high-tech threat. I believe the Chinese threat can be overcome via new variations of software created here in America, which could quickly render China's current advantage null and void. But that won't happen until U.S.-Chinese concubines are drummed out of office and corporate America. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, you heard him say Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Well, it just so happens, and I'm going to bring him into the mix here, it just so happens that I've got this big Turvis tumbler here that says Moss Nissan on it, and it's got something in it called, something in it called Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And, of course, I drink the iced coffee, as you know. It is Trey Uxalom. Now, folks, if you want to know more about what it is I'm drinking and what Ron is selling, you can go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display on his website, theronedwards.com, and make a purchase there. Don't forget to utilize the RE20 promo code, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your order. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is...
the coffee you want in your cup.
Well, it's in mine, and it's a big cup. All righty. Let's go back to the drawing board here, because Mitch McConnell, he said the Democrats' voting legislation was designed to do one thing, give them a pretext to break the Senate and change the rules, and they weren't able to do either last night.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. How many times have I been telling you it was going to happen? They weren't going to get it done.
Well, you said it many times.
Yep.
Certainly did. And so glad that you were right. And because had they gotten their way, there would have been huge problems for this country. There still are, but in this particular instance, the Republicans dodged a huge bullet. Hopefully the Republicans can take this momentum wisely and push their way towards victory, a solid victory this coming midterm, and that they don't squander this, as they usually do under the leadership of one named McConnell. He correctly described exactly what the Democrats' modus operandi was in this particular endeavor. Mm-hmm. But they've got to continue to push, man. They just cannot allow this stuff to be resurrected, because you know Schumer, Chucky Boy, is not giving up. He wants to continue to push his madness because he's really trying to appease the further left portion of the Democrat Party, which I believe he's actually a part of. People continue to try to say that he and other Democrats are, you know, they're middle of the road or whatever, and they're just succumbing to the left wing of the Democrat Party. I think they're all left wing, to be honest with you.
By the way, I got an interesting little note here that was typed in by George in the chat room. He said, in Florida, we have 28 congressional districts now. That's why it was changed, or the way it was changed was we have 20 districts that are made up for Trump and 8 for Biden. And those were the figures that they came out with when they added the extra congressional seat. And he also says, telling you, that he ordered some of the coffee.
Thank you.
K-cups. Okay, well, you just did. You just told him thank you. All right,
appreciate that.
Yeah, let me drift on over here real quick. Okay, Ian, what's up?
I got a comment and a question for Ron, and then I'm going to hang up. My comment is, Ron's great. He reminds me of those old-school conservatives from the 60s and the 70s that never changed, and I mean that in a good way. You know, he's like the basics old-school, as I recall. But my question is, you went on to describe how evil and bad and everything the Democrats are doing, and I agree. But let me riddle me this. The Democrats, they're looking out for themselves and the Democrats and their interests and their constituents, as wrong as they be. Here's my question. What are Republicans doing for us, Ron? Thanks. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay. Go ahead, Ron.
You know, unfortunately, the Democrats are not, I mean, the Republicans, rather, are not doing as much as they should. We have been witnessing abysmal leadership, especially under people like Mitch McConnell, as I have called numerous times throughout the years, Deputy Droopalong, because too often the Republicans want to compromise with the Democrats to appease them rather than standing for the principles they know to be much better for the American people and for this republic overall. So to answer your question, sir, the Republicans have not been doing their job. They have been kind of asleep at the wheel at many times. They didn't support Donald Trump in the manner that he should have been. Many of them stabbed him in the back. You have a Republican named Lizard Cheney, who is working with Democrats to undermine, still going after President Trump. He's gone, but they still want to go after him to make sure that he doesn't run again. And many Republicans are not, they don't have the spine. They don't have the backbone to fight like a Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so to further answer your question, sir, what have the Republicans done? Not enough.
She's going to, you mentioned Liz Cheney. She's in a unique position up there in Wyoming right now because the Republicans are not going to endorse her. So she's going to have to run as an independent.
Liz Cheney needs to just go away.
Well, that may happen, but as long as she's got money to play with, so to speak, she'll be around. So I think she's going to run, but I think she's going to lose.
Amen.
All right, now diplomacy's not dead amidst the deepening crisis over there with Russia and the Ukraine. As Antony Blinken's over there trying to hold up a white flag and say, "No, don't do it. No, don't do it."
You know what, man? How do you negotiate with your number two adversary on the planet from a position of weakness? How do you do that? I mean, who does that?
Mitt Romney.
The United States under...
you asked me who, I just told you, Mitt Romney.
Yes. And there are actually other two.
Mm-hmm.
But in all seriousness, sir, when it comes to dealing with Russia and China, the United States is in no position now to deal with them. Putin is laughing at us,
mm-hmm.
and deservedly so. I mean, we're going over there. Don't go over there. Don't invade. Okay, if he does, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to talk him to death? I mean, there's nothing we can do right now, thanks to Joe Biden and others who have really hamstringed this military, and we're no longer seen as a threat. We mm-hmm. may be a threat, but they don't see us that way.
Okay,
nor China.
We got about a minute, so I'm going to throw this out there. The Supreme Court yesterday denied the Trump request to block the January 6th committee from getting the information that they had in their files. They were subpoenaed for a bunch of stuff, so now he's going to have to turn that over to the January 6th committee.
Well, this is more gotcha stuff. They are so desperate to undermine and to take down Trump, at the least destroy his name. I believe that he had nothing to do with what happened over there January 6th. And when the full truth comes out about January 6th, he will be exonerated. But Nancy Pelosi has to release all the video. There's a lot more to that video, to that situation, than most people know.
Mm-hmm.
And because, in my opinion, people have been misled. And I can say that because I was there.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's more information coming out about the gal, Ashley Babbitt, that got killed. There was a video of her, still pictures, too, showing her try to, she says, "We need extra police. We need extra police. Get them up here. And just a couple of minutes later, she was shot and killed when they tried to ram her through the window.
And the people that did all the damage, she didn't shoot at them. She only shot at her.
Yeah. That's because they were ramming her through the window. She was the target. All right. I'll talk to you Tuesday. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. And I'll be right back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans blocked President Biden's self-proclaimed ampartisan voting rights legislation Wednesday night. Two Democrat senators, Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, joined the GOP in opposing changes to the 60-vote filibuster rule. The vote failed by a 52-48 count. The Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected President Trump's executive privilege and will now send his administration's records to the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Democrat Senator Zoe Lofgren from California on MSNBC.
We'll be getting the visitors' logs, the call logs, the outtakes from the videos that he made as people were trying to talk him into asking the mob to leave the Capitol. It will help us put together the picture of what happened leading up to the riot and on the day of the riot.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's that time of the week. When Bo comes in every other week, we have Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
It's a great day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how are we doing on the golf tournament?
I believe the golf tournament is doing very well. You know, we got quite a few companies, participants that are there to support our students and the Pinellas Community Foundation. So it should be a pretty good time over at Innisbrook, on February 2nd. So it should be pretty nice. If you're interested, you know, please contact National Aviation Academy. You can go to our website. You can contact Liza Roebuck at the institution, and, you know, we can get you to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I got it right here, so I'll mention it. National Aviation Academy, of course, is having a scholarship golf tournament on Wednesday, February the 2nd, at the Innisbrook Island Course. Now, for those of you who don't know that course, that is a championship course. They actually have a professional golf tournament that goes through there. Admission includes green fees, a cart, a swag bag. Got to have a bag for swag, right, Bo?
Yeah, absolutely. Lunch
and dinner with awards, and there'll be prizes for the best putting, the longest drive. You could even win a Tesla Model Y with a hole-in-one. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Best part, 100% of all the proceeds go to the Pinellas Community Foundation's Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. Now, you can find out more by visiting the website naa.edu/golf or call 727-531-2080. That's it. We'll tell you more here in a little bit. Okay, Mr. Bow, I ran into two of your students over at the Publix the other day, and they had their nice little uniforms on. I says, "Oh, National Aviation Academy. I hear that's a pretty good school to go to, huh?" They went, "Oh yeah." I went, "Well, what are you in? Are you towards the end of your course or whatnot? And what do you got planned?" And one guy says, "Well, I got another couple of weeks to go, so you might have an idea who I was talking to." And the other person says, "Well, I got another month to go," so he was in another, because you stagger the classes, right?
Sure. Day shift and night shift are 5 weeks different. So our night shift is at the beginning. You know, for the students that, you know, we just started class on January 11th. January 11th, January 12th, we started class. And so our day shift students are at the beginning of a term right now, and our night shift students are at the end of a term. So they'll be graduating. Our night shift students are the next ones to graduate.
Well, the one young man had a job already.
Sure.
He already had a job. He said he just all he's got to do is get the diploma in his hand, and that's it, and he's got the job. And he told me he was going to be working for a major airline. I didn't press him as to who it was. And the other young man said he was looking at a couple of different things, and he was thinking about going to work overseas, which is when we talked about that, when people said, you know, you can make a lot of money. Well, if you get lucky and you wind up going overseas, you're talking about a six-figure salary right away.
Sure. There's absolutely some money that can be made out there, you know, in the aviation industry. But, you know, right now, you know, the opportunity to have a very lucrative career within the continental United States is very much a real thing. Obviously, the aviation industry is like any other industry in the United States. You know, the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, had a negative impact on the industry, and it had a negative impact on employment in the industry, meaning that a lot of people went ahead and decided to retire. You know, that have been in the industry for a while, and it left a lot of vacancies. And of course, anybody that's been watching the news understands that, you know, there's been flights grounded here, you know, in the recent months. And you know, it's all about labor. Somebody has to do that job. Somebody has to maintain those aircraft. You know, aircraft have to be maintained on a continuous basis. And the safety of the flying public is the number one concern. If the aircraft cannot get service, that they cannot get inspected, you know, those airplanes are not going to be released safe for flight. So, you know, the opportunity for a maintenance person to have a very lucrative, very successful career in the aviation industry is absolutely there, and it is a lifelong skill. You know, for me, it's the only thing I've really ever done in my entire adult life is work in the aviation industry in some form or fashion. So there's many, many opportunities, not just working in the hangar, working on the aircraft. There's opportunities to do other things within the aviation industry also. So, you know, it's absolutely a good thing. You know, opportunity, when the opportunity presents itself, you got to look into it and you got to take that opportunity. You know, and that's for anything you do in life. Take the opportunities that present themselves to you.
Now, the other thing is there's a situation going on right now with 5G telephone service. Now, a lot of people don't understand what the brouhaha is about.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of airlines, foreign airlines, that said that they are not going to fly into airports where the 5G is, because it affects things like their altimeter.
Sure.
And if you're 25 feet off trying to land a plane, you might put it into the ground.
You might end up on the grass instead of on the runway. Is it a huge deal? Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about the safety of the flying public, you know, and of course the Federal Aviation Administration is going to make sure, you know, around the airports that it's safe. And the whole thing with the 5G, it's about separation of frequency bands, from what I was reading too. And this is something that just, I guess, crept up to public knowledge here, but it's been an ongoing conversation for the past few years, from what I understand. And older aircraft with older navigation flight systems on it, you know, the possibility of having some effect, from what I've read, you know, is, you know, very much, you know, a possibility, but how it's really going to affect air traffic, I don't think it's really going to affect air traffic that much. You know, they're just going to, you know, quarantine off an area around the airfields certain distance until they get it straightened out, but the airplanes are still going to be safe. You know, for where I live relatively close to Tampa International, and you know, you may not have any 5G service right around Tampa International, for example. I don't know if that's the case. I'm just using that as an example, you know, but it does it really matter? I know it doesn't affect my cell service, so I'm not really that worried about it.
No, it has to do with the aircraft, and I get it that there's frequencies allotted by the FCC, and it might be something as simple as saying, well, we're going to move the frequencies away from the aircraft frequency so we don't interfere with it. That would be the way to go instead of all this.
And I think from what I was reading, that's the issue, that the bandwidth is too close together on the frequencies, and they want a larger separation, you know, to keep that interference from possibly happening. So, you know, is it going to affect air travel? I really don't think so. I mean, you know, I would very much rather be safe on an airplane than to worry about my cell service not being 5G around an airport.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Okay, well, I wanted to get that question answered because I've had a lot of people asking me that question. I said, well, I got somebody that can answer that for us, but I believe the solution is simple.
Sure.
FCC needs to just slide those frequencies a little further away, and then they won't interfere with each other. We call that in the AM business, we call that bleed over, where a station might bleed over onto your frequency.
Sure.
And that's what's going on.
And anybody that drives around a lot, you know, you see that on your radio in your car. You get all these different frequencies bleeding over in different areas.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's going to get worked out. It's going to get fixed. And like I said, it's navigation systems, you know, that are, you know, predominant on older aircraft from what I understand.
Okay, let me see here. They got a couple of questions that were sent in by email. This isn't going to open fast enough, I don't think. Email is always slower than we are, as we well know. Okay. All right, this is from Joe. And Joe is saying, thanks very much. You just answered my question about the bandwidth. He says, I'm an amateur radio operator. And he says, all you got to do is change the frequency. That's all you got to do. All right. Well, thanks, Joe. You're right. You're right. All right. Well, hold that thought there, Mr. Bo. And Bo and I will be right back with more. If you want to call and ask a question of Bo, 877-969-8600 is the number. I got another question from another caller. So I'll ask that of Bo when we come back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. I'm here with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And don't forget, the National Aviation Academy Scholarship Golf Tournament coming up on Wednesday, February the 2nd at the Innisbrook Island Course. Now, admission will include green fees, cart, your swag bag, lunch and dinner with the awards, and there'll be prizes for the best putting, longest drive. By the way, you could even win a Tesla Model Y with a hole-in-one. Now, the best part, 100% of all the proceeds go to the Pinellas Community Foundation Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. To find out more, go to the website naa.edu/golf. That's naa.edu/golf. Or call 727-531-2080. That's 727-531-2080. Okay. Bo is with us, and we're going to keep the fire burning here. Got one more question that was asked here, Bo. So let me get over here to where it is. Okay. And you can send us a question if you want to, like these people are on the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and ask us a question. Okay. This is about this 5G again. Is the frequency the same for Canada? It's what it is in the United States. I have no idea.
I've got no idea.
Because Canada, they do all... Like, for example, I'll give you an example. We used to have bleed over onto our phone system in upstate New York from Canada. Yeah. And it would pick up our phones, and we would be... It'd be like we were roaming in Canada. Yeah. And they did that on purpose. Because they charge us so much a day to activate your phone. Mm-hmm. It'd be on your bill.
and then your calls you were paying, instead of getting so many calls mm-hmm. like you do, yeah. you were having to pay for each individual call for the minutes. And they had a big brouhaha about that, and our FCC told Canada they needed to take their towers and turn them the other way.
From what I was reading, this really has to do with the billions of dollars that Verizon and AT&T and T-Mobile, you know, spent at an auction a couple of years ago for all these frequencies. You know, it's billions of dollars worth of money they spent. So, you know, really what the difference is, what the big deal is here. Like I said, I'm sure they're going to work it out. It's simple economics, and, you know, they got to come up with a solution to make everybody whole to the best extent with the public safety in mind.
Okay. Well, I got that. I got that. That all sounds good. All right. Where are we going with passenger travel? We got a number of people that the pilots don't want to get vaccinated because of the problems with flying at altitude with different things and whatnot. I mean, where's this all going?
Passenger air travel. I don't think there's any shortage of passenger air travel. I think that, that this whole COVID restriction thing, everybody has their opinion. I have mine. You know, bottom line is, you know, I have zero fear of flying. And then I'm going to get sick on an airplane. The new airplanes are very, very efficient when it comes to air circulation. I know that, you know, there's still some of those restrictions out there. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, like I've said in the beginning of this, if you had no fear of flying 20 years ago of catching a cold or something on an airplane, then you shouldn't have any fear of catching a cold on an airplane nowadays. You know, the airplanes are much cheaper, much cleaner. The air cycle machines are much more efficient. So, you know, for me, you know, if air travel is air travel, I really don't worry about it. If you want to go on vacation, go on vacation. If you don't, don't.
Well, I'm glad you said what you did, because I have a news story here to verify what you're talking about. Restrictions including COVID-19 passes, mask mandates, and work-from-home guidance are all being removed in England, sure. according to the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He announced it yesterday. Now, Johnson also suggested that the self-isolation rules will be thrown out at the end of the month of March, as the pandemic now has become an endemic. The pandemic in England is now over.
Wow. You know, like I said, everybody has their own opinion about this. I mean, I think National Aviation Academy has done a fantastic job over the last 2 years with this. I think our students have done a fantastic job. And, you know, everybody should be responsible for their own health. Everybody should look out for themselves. And, you know, if you feel like you need to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't feel like you need to wear a mask, then don't wear a mask. You know, I've personally, you know, been vaccinated, you know, got monoclonal antibody therapy, you know, and then, you know, I call COVID being fully vaccinated. So, you know, everybody has their own experience. You know, I'm completely content with my decisions. And, you know, I think everybody has the right to make their own decision. I don't think anybody should be told what to do. But, you know, not everybody's situation is the same. You know, you have to make the best decision for you and your family.
Yeah, and that is the way that it is. Okay, now, again, if you're interested in becoming an aviation maintenance tech, the website is naa.edu, naa.edu. The phone number is 800. You want to go with the phone number?
Well, the 800 number is one I never, ever call, so it's difficult for me to remember that one. But the local number is 727-531-2080. The 800 number, we're looking it up here real quick. It's, naa.edu is the website. You know, 800-865-2080.
That's it.
800-865-2080 is the 800 number. But, you know, reach out to National Aviation Academy. You know, the aviation industry is a great opportunity for anybody looking for a very good career, you know, something that you, skill set that you can have with you for the rest of your life. And the opportunities within the industry are great. Again, it's what I've done my majority of my adult life. And I haven't always worked on aircraft. I've worked in other aspects of the aviation industry, you know, and now, you know, National Aviation Academy gives me an opportunity to share that experience and that knowledge that I've gained over the years out there in the industry. And, you know, there's opportunity out there. So please look into it.
All right. Well, Bo, I want to thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. And we'll talk again in another couple of weeks.
All right, thank you. It'll
almost be about time for golf at that time, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, folks, I got to remind you that Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Remember the big old 9-foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Call them up, and don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door, and you might even get a free donut out of the deal. We'll see. We'll see. Now, tonight, I will be over in Pinellas Park at a rally that they're having. It starts at 5 o'clock. It goes till 8 o'clock. I personally will be speaking at 20 minutes after 6 for 15 minutes. This is all about Jeremy Brown, one of the people January 6th that was taken into custody, has not been in front of a magistrate anywhere. He's still sitting over here in the Pinellas County Jail. And we'll be talking about January 6th and the political prisoners and where do we go from here, because We just had an avenue opened up, and somebody's got to do something here, because these people, some of them are not just, they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's not like they're bad people. So we'll get into all that, and I'll tell you tomorrow what transpired tonight. So have yourself a great day. Remember, this show is all about we the people. And we the people elect the people that go to D.C. Have a great day. God bless America. See you tonight.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.